Tonight, when we hear the words of Jesus, take and eat, and the words take and drink, we people immediately identify with the apostles of Jesus at the Last Supper. We think of ourselves as people who are here to receive something. We come together so that Jesus might do something for us, that he might give us himself. We are so apt to forget that just before Jesus said those words, take and eat, he first washed the feet of his disciples, telling them, what I just did was give you an example. As I have done, so you must do. And after he said, take and drink, he then said, do this in memory of me. In memory means to make present in our lives the action that was present in the life of Jesus. And so the very first command that Jesus gives to each of us is to learn how, over our own lifespan, to learn how to identify with him. With him, we people today, now, are the doers and the givers, not just the takers. We people today are the doers and the givers, not just the takers. Now, the moment we begin to view the Eucharist and the actions of Jesus, the words of Jesus, in this light, the perspective of the Eucharist is changed. Our entire perspective of the Eucharist is changed, so that we begin to understand that the life that flows from becoming one with Jesus is the life of service that he gives to us to carry out in our lives. Tonight, Jesus demands that we people become the servants of each other. If anyone here still thinks that ministry in these days of turmoil in the church and society is simple, about the simplest thing is washing someone's feet compared to the reality of what ministry is really like in daily life, in the real world, in the church. To understand the meaning of Jesus and the ministry he bestows upon all of us by baptism, that we must give ourselves with Jesus as he gives himself to us to be eaten up as we eat the bread that is the body of the risen Jesus. That we be eaten up and consumed through our service toward others, just as the body of Jesus in the bread and wine are eaten and drunk and consumed, and we become the very food that nourishes us. By identifying with Christ, we today and tomorrow and each day of life, we become the living victims with Jesus, day in and day out, offering ourselves with him as sacrificial lambs on behalf of our sisters and brothers who need us. It is everyone in the church, not just the priest and the deacon or the ordained. Every person through baptism is incorporated into, becomes one with the body of the risen Christ. The risen Christ lives in all people. That spirit of the risen Jesus fills our life, infuses our life, our lives, so that we cannot come here and just sit at the Eucharistic table to be nourished and then remain isolated from the rest of the world at other times. Coming to be nourished at this table gives us the energy and strength from the risen Jesus to go forth beyond the confines of our community, beyond the confines of our parish, and out into the world to transform it, to create the city of God. The same Jesus said, "I have come to make all things new." The New Jerusalem, the city of God, in which we can someday live in harmony and peace. In this city of God, in the New Jerusalem, the Spirit of the risen Jesus helps us people today make Jesus present to this world through ourselves. It is this energy, this Spirit of the risen Jesus, that leads us to feed and to wash the feet of the poor. Not literally, but in the way that they need service from us in any particular case. To educate the handicapped, the underprivileged, to minister to the elderly and to the sick. That is how each one of us becomes a living witness to the risen Jesus, whose Spirit, risen Spirit, is given to us, so that we might fulfill the command he just gave us tonight, to love one another as he has loved us. Now that is why we people are called the bread that is broken and passed among us. We are the victims, we are the bread that is given for the nourishment and the service of other people. And when we wash feet tonight, it is no way simply an enactment in a literal sense of the historical drama we just heard in the words of today's gospel. It is a profound symbol of acting out what the Eucharist means for all of us as we live it out now in our lives.
Please join us on the chorus of number 264, The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus, after eating with his friends, washed their feet and said to them, "Do you know what I, your Lord, have done to you? That so you also should do.
Let us pray. As God's people of promise, let us offer our prayer in full confidence, that the church may always be a sacrament of reconciliation and of hope for our broken world. We pray to the Lord. For all who serve the church as ordained ministers, that they may always be guided by the Lord's example of loving service, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may always serve the poor with reverence and with respect, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who serve the church as ministers of the Eucharist for the sick may imitate the Lord in his compassion and tender care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the intentions listed in our parish book of prayer intentions and for our own personal intentions here this evening. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious and loving God, tonight we gather to remember the supper of your Son, celebrated in anticipation of his total gift of self to you. Now may we who follow after him be faithful to his example of service for the sake of your kingdom. This we ask through Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
Let us join together in memory of Jesus, number 105.
Do all in memory.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that our sacrifice may be